a circle of pain.
Hello, Sunshine. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory, and we're the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills, as well as your listening skills along the way.
We started this podcast to help you with your English and boost your vocabulary and grammar with our super high-level language. Yeah.
Band 9 language. Quality.
Band 9 language.
Scotland freedom.
Woo-hoo. Could you please share our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever and whatever you are using for listening to our podcast? Please share it with all your friends. We really need your help here. By the way, in this week's premium episodes, we talk about neighbors in part one. In part two, Rory describes an area of science that interests him. And in part three, we discuss learning about science.
If you'd like to find out more about our premium podcast, go to successwithielts.com/premium and click the link in the description of this episode.
Rory, you're still looking tired. What's wrong with you?
Oh, the neighbors are still noisy. It's getting quite unbearable.
Oh, yeah. Shall we talk about noise?
Whoa! There you go.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about noise, and we're going to be making all the strange noises in this episode. Do you mind different noises, Rory?
Not if they aren't overly intrusive, no. Of course, something like a loud bang will give anyone quite a fright or jolt them out of whatever they're doing. But generally, I'm quite good at filtering out distractions.
What types of noise do you come across in your daily life?
Well, I teach kids, so screaming and loud chattering are quite common from day to day. And then during the commute, there are the normal traffic sounds. I suppose, lastly, at the gym, there's the usual clattering, crashing and grunting as people go about their routines as well.
Are there any sounds that you like?
The sound of silence? I'm not sure, actually. I know the sound the printer makes when it gets ready to print, although that's just reassuring that it's working. I quite like the sound of the sea and gentle crashing of the waves. That's quite pleasant, isn't it?
Which sounds do you dislike?
Like most people, I don't like it when I'm being talked over, so any interruption like that is always a bother, as is anything loud and distracting. Smashing glass is another one, and then there are sounds like nails being dragged across a blackboard.
Describe a noisy place that annoys you.
The modern languages department at school gets quite loud when grade 5 are acting up. And I really despise that since it means someone isn't doing their job or looking after them. And that usually means they'll get up to no good. And any cinema in Russia, I loathe people talking at the theatre, and it seems to be like a feature of Russian cinemas for some reason.
Do you think there's too much noise in modern society?
Generally, yes. It's harder to remove yourself from distractions these days. There are always phones going off or some other sort of excess noise, maybe from building work, for example. That's probably a side effect of a growing population, increased levels of development, and the invention of new technologies.
Rory, thank you so much for your noisy answers. Yeah. Are there any noises that people make that you don't like? So, noises in the dark. We first of all say that people make noises. We make noises, all right? And some noises are intrusive.
Yeah, so if it's intrusive, it means it's disturbing you and preventing you from focusing on what it is you're supposed to be doing.
So the noises such as loud bangs. So a loud bang, something like, ah!
Yes.
Like that. So yeah, loud bang. Somebody banging on the wall or on the door.
Jolt them out.
So these loud bangs could jolt people out of something.
It's a good phrasal verb, isn't it?
It is.
So if you're jolted out of something, it means you're suddenly stopped from doing whatever it was you were doing.
Yeah, jolt you out, right? But you can filter out distractions.
Yes.
Filter something out.
Another good phrasal verb, which means you just remove them from whatever process it is you're doing.
Yeah, you can say, oh, I'm okay with different noises because I'm good at filtering out distractions. Yeah. And then, dear listener, you should use specific noises, specific words for noises. For example,
screaming and loud chattering.
When people, you know, chatter, they speak, they talk, they chat, so chatter.
Clattering, crashing, grunting.
Clattering? What's clattering?
Clattering is like...
This is kind of cluttering, yeah. Cluttering. Crashing. Yeah. And grunting. That's barking. Yeah. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Yeah, people sometimes bark at each other.
But that's not bark. That's not grunting.
Yeah, that's not grunting. No, no, barking.
Grunting is like...
Yeah, that's grunting.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, you can be exposed to...
traffic sounds.
So normal traffic sounds on your
commute.
Commute, when you go from your home to work, you commute. On your daily commute, there are normal traffic sounds. Rory's favorite sound is the sound of silence.
Yes. Although I was kind of joking there.
Yeah.
What does silence sound like, Rory? Just wait.
Then he enjoys the sound of the sea. So this
gentle crashing of the waves.
And that's what waves do. They crash. Like.
But sometimes noises could be
a bother.
Yeah. So people are bothered by different noises. Oh, such a bother. Like annoying. Yeah, distracting, they're loud. For example, smashing glass. Like you, Rory doesn't like smashing glass.
Nails being dragged across the chalkboard.
No! Ooh, disgusting. I'm very sorry, listener.
Because it gives you goosebumps.
Stop it!
Oh. Goosebumps are the small bumps that appear on your skin when you have the... Are you quite finished?
Yes.
Goosebumps are the small bumps that appear on your skin when you are uncomfortable, too hot, too cold, nervous, being electrocuted, all of these things.
Yeah, goosebumps.
It gives me goosebumps.
Noises can be loud. And so can people, especially when they are...
acting up.
Acting up meaning misbehaving. And if you want to know more about phrasal verbs with up, then you should check out our pod course about phrasal verbs.
Yeah, 15 classes with quality phrasal verbs with examples. We laugh, we crack jokes. Yeah, so do check it out. It's worth it. So, when you talk about a noisy place that annoys you, yeah, you can talk about cinemas. Because really, yeah, like, people do make strange noises in the cinema. And they talk out loud, they make comments, they use a
foul language.
Imagine that, using foul language. Who would do that?
Oh, yeah. Once I had it. We went to the movies and then this lady, she would just curse out loud, commenting pretty much like, I'm not joking. I was flabbergasted.
Are you
okay?
Sure that's not just me?
So, and she would make these horrible comments in Russian using Russian curse words. Horrible all the time. Off. Yeah, so our phones can
go off.
That just means it starts to ring. Phones can go off. A bomb can go off.
Alarms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, alarms. I hate the noise of my alarm. Well, alarm clock in
you
the morning.
You should change it.
Yeah, I change it and then I start hating the new one. And then I change it again and then the cycles...
It's the circle of pain. Anyway, we hope that you enjoyed our noise about making noises. Make some noise!
Yeah! Thank you very much for listening. We hope it was noisy enough for you, so we made some noise.
Make sure you give us a review with 5 stars on Instagram and all of the other places that we are.
On Instagram, no.
Yes, you can.
Apple
you can
Podcast.
Give 5 stars
oh,
on Instagram.
Really? On Instagram, are you
yeah,
joking?
You like put 5 stars in the comment section.
Oh, make some noise in the comment section.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to start a trend. Bye.
Bye. Do you mind different noises, Rory?
Not if they aren't overly intrusive, no. Of course, something like a loud bang will give anyone quite a fright or jolt them out of whatever they're doing. But generally, I'm quite good at filtering out distractions.
What types of noise do you come across in your daily life?
Well, I teach kids, so screaming and loud chattering are quite common from day to day. And then during the commute, there are the normal traffic sounds. I suppose, lastly, at the gym, there's the usual clattering, crashing and grunting as people go about their routines as well.
Are there any sounds that you like?
The sound of silence? I'm not sure, actually. I know, the sound the printer makes when it gets ready to print. Although that's just reassuring that it's working. I quite like the sound of the sea and gentle crashing of the waves. That's quite pleasant, isn't it?
Which sounds do you dislike?
Like most people, I don't like it when I'm being talked over, so any interruption like that is always a bother, as is anything loud and distracting. Smashing glass is another one, and then there are sounds like nails being dragged across a blackboard.
Describe a noisy place that annoys you.
The modern languages department at school gets quite loud when grade 5 are acting up. And I really despise that, since it means someone isn't doing their job or looking after them. And that usually means they'll get up to no good. And any cinema in Russia, I loathe people talking at the theatre, and it seems to be like a feature of Russian cinemas for some reason.
Do you think there's too much noise in modern society?
Generally, yes. It's harder to remove yourself from distractions these days. There are always phones going off or some other sort of excess noise, maybe from building work, for example. That's probably a side effect of a growing population, increased levels of development, and the invention of new technologies.